the sun.
Romeo and Juliet.
Only love sprung from my only hate.
A new production, part of the BBC's season Shakespeare Unlocked. Tomorrow night on BBC Radio 3 from 8:30.
Well, the time now is 1 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 3. We're on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and also online. It's time now for the news with Ian Skelly.
MPs on the Home Affairs Select Committee say the lengthy immigration queues at Heathrow Airport risk damaging Britain's reputation during the Olympics. Non-EU passengers have faced delays of up to 3 hours at passport control. The Immigration Services Union says government cuts have led to too few staff and the situation can only get worse. The UK Border Agency says it will not compromise on border security, but it insists it aims to keep disruption to a minimum. Downing Street says David Cameron will not consider an inquiry into the conduct of the Culture Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, until he has appeared before the Leveson inquiry into press standards. Labour says Mr Hunt should be scrutinised to see if he breached the ministerial code in his handling of the proposed takeover of BSkyB by Rupert Murdoch. A spokesman for the Prime Minister said Mr Hunt would provide evidence to Lord Justice Leveson under oath, and there was no need for a parallel investigation. A United States-based human rights group says a blind Chinese dissident is under US protection in Beijing after a dramatic escape from house arrest. China Aid says Chinese and American officials are discussing the case of Chung Guan Chung, an activist who was jailed for challenging the country's one-child policy. The official Syrian news agency says gunmen in inflatable dinghies have attacked a Syrian military unit on the coast close to the Turkish border. It says several people from both sides were killed in an exchange of fire. Police in Northern Ireland say a bomb that was found in the town of Newry, near the border with the Irish Republic, contained £600 of explosives. A second device was found under a parked car in North Belfast. Dissident Republicans are being blamed. The weather for this afternoon, it'll be cloudy and wet in the south of England and Wales, along with increasing northeasterly winds. Northern England, Scotland and Northern Ireland will be largely sunny with light winds and perhaps isolated showers. Tonight it'll be clear and chilly in the north of the UK, while the wet and windy conditions will continue in the south. And that's the BBC News and the weather. It's 2.5 minutes past one.
And that was Ian Skelly. I'm Jill Anderson. Very good afternoon to you. I will just tell you about a change of programme times this afternoon here on Radio 3. At 4 o'clock, we go live to the Metropolitan Opera in New York for a performance of Wagner's Die Walküre, with Jonas Kaufmann singing the part of Siegmund and Eva Maria Westbrook as Sieglinde. Fabio Luisi conducts the New York Metropolitan Opera Chorus and Orchestra. And you can hear that live here on Radio 3 at 4 o'clock, which means that Jazz Record Requests is now at 9:30 this evening. But now, here's Catherine Bott with the Early Music Show.
That witty snippet was a grotesque ballet music by the 17th century composer Nicola Matteis, played by the ensemble Turchini at this year's Resonanzen Festival. Since 1993, the festival has taken place in Vienna, city of Mozart and Schubert, Mahler and Strauss, and early music. Well, in the last week of January, anyway. As well as concerts given by international artists and ensembles, there are talks, demonstrations by instrument makers, and events designed to encourage young audiences. And each year, Resonanzen resonates with a different theme. There's been war and peace, the eternal feminine, foreigners, heretics and rebels, and flame. And the theme of the 2012 festival was simply In Vienna. In today's programme, a selection of music from various concerts in the festival, courtesy of our colleagues in the European Broadcasting Union. And my guest, down the line in Vienna, is Cynthia Peck of the Vienna Review, who was at the festival. Before we hear from Cynthia, let's have some more music. An anonymous dance, Stantipes, and Der Weil by the Minnesinger Neidhardt von Royenthal, performed by Ensemble Unicorn.
Urlaub hat der Winter und dazu der kalte Schnee. Uns kommt ein Sommerlinde, man sieht Anger und Klee, gar sommerlich gestellt. Ihr Ritter und ihr Frau, ihr sucht auf des Maien Plan, den ersten Pfeil schauen, der ist wunniglich getan, die Zeit hat sich gesellt. Ihr sollt den Sommer grüßen und all seinen Gesinde. Kann nur schwere büßen und fährt daher so linde. So will ich auf des Maienplan den ersten Pfeil suchen. Gott gebt, dass es mir wolle dann, der Zeit soll mir geruchen, seit sie mir wohl gefälle. Doch ging ich hin und her, und dass ich fand das Blümelein, doch vergaß ich alles schwer und begann gar fröhlich sein, wohl laut begann ich singen. Wann auf dieselben Blumen sturz ich mein Hut, dass ich mich trost rühmen, wann es taucht mich so gut, mir sollt es wohl gelingen. Das sei ein Fitzgepaue hinter mir in einem Tal. Es war ihm sieder zu sauer, dass er treibt so reichen Schall. Ich bin der ungelinke Zucht auf den meinen Hut. Und sein Bruder Hinke ein mehr du mehr darunter tut, ob ich um mich Sorg zwinge. Ich hab den Sommer gefunden. Die Herzogin von Bayern fuhrt ich an meiner Hand. Mit Pfeifen, Fiedlern, Flyern, Freud, was uns wohl bekannt, all zu denselben Stunden. Da sprach ich zu der Feinen, kniet nieder und hebt auf den Hut. Ihr lasst den Sommer scheinen, wann das dünkt uns so gut. Die minniglich die Reine, die bot da ihr schneeweiße Hand. Sie stutzt den Hut wohl umpe. Sorgst sie darunter fand, mein Freud, die war's verschwunden. Neid hat, das habt ihr getan, des ich mich wohl gesinne, die Schmachheit muss mir nahe tan und mag euch wohl gereuen. Bei allen meinen Tagen geschah mir nie so leid, dass ich es groß gesage, zu Freuden bin ich unbereit, mein Leid, das will sich neuen. So waffe über mich dummen, ich wollt da, dass ich wär tot. Muss ich leiden kommen, ich kam nie in großer Not. Die wohlgemurten Munde muss ich von Schulden klagen, dass ich mich von ihm kunde, das Leid soll ich allein tragen. Das macht auch mein Getreue. Mit ihrem Rosenkranze, Roswin, Goswin und der Schmied, die wurden fast singen. Und und der junge Lanzer und sein Bruder Utzenger. Frisper und der Ranze, Gevater Blattfuß, nun tritt er, Blatt, neue Sporen klingen. Hier waren 32, die verloren doch ihr linkes Bein. Einer, der ist weißig, wie sehr er übern Trödelt rein. Verfluchet sei der Sommer, den der Neidhart erst fand. Mulch muss wir leiden kummer, so der Pfeil sei geschahnt. Nun muck wir nimmer springen.
A song to celebrate the arrival of summer, sung by Hermann Oswald, with Ensemble Unicorn, directed by Michael Posch, bringing medieval music to the 2012 Resonanzen Festival in Vienna. Cynthia Peck of the Vienna Review was at the festival. Cynthia, I believe the main venue is the Mozartsaal in the Konzerthaus. Where did Ensemble Unicorn perform?
Ensemble Unicorn did play in the Mozartsaal, but it's actually not the main venue. The whole concert house is used for the Resonanzen Festival, including the Großer Saal, the large saal, the Berio Saal in the basement, and actually all the lobbies. There's music all over the house. Resonanzen Festival was set in January, the middle of the winter, really the week when it usually snows in Vienna. Doesn't seem like the most opportune time to have a festival, but actually it's a period in the year when people have come back from vacation after the holidays. Not much is happening yet.
And everyone needs cheering up.
And we certainly do. It's very grey in Vienna at that time.
Well, what sort of audiences does Resonanzen draw? Just Viennese, or do they come from all over Austria?
The wonderful thing about the Resonanzen audience is that it's very diverse. They're really young people and older people. It's much more diverse than some other festivals in Austria. Of course, the festival also tries to attract a young audience. And there's the Resonanzen Lounge, which includes concerts which are free. After each concert, there's also usually a film that's somehow tied in with the music that's just been heard. And these are free events, which, of course, is great to attract a young audience.
Well, let's have some more music. We started the programme today with music by Matteis, played by the Italian ensemble Turchini, directed by Antonio Florio. And now we're going to hear some more from them, Matteis again. Turchini play a suite of dances from the ballet Il Finto Policare, a march, La Piva and Gavotte.
Thank you.
Ballet music by the Neapolitan composer Nicola Matteis, who made his way to Pepys, London, and became all the rage. Played by Turchini, directed by Antonio Florio at this year's Resonanzen Festival in Vienna. With me down the line in Vienna is Cynthia Peck, who was at, well, not every concert, but there aren't enough hours in the day. Cynthia, tell me about the theme, In Vienna. That's pretty all-embracing.
This was the 20th anniversary year of the Resonanzen Festival, and so the theme this year was In Vienna, yes. Vienna has always been a center of music. Even in the 15th century, musicians were migrating to Vienna. When I first saw the program, I thought, in Vienna, and half of the composers were Italian. But indeed, they were here. A lot of the theme this year has involved searching for manuscripts here in the libraries here in Vienna, not only at the Nationalbibliothek, the National Library, but also in various cloisters, various churches.
Well, yes, the next music that we have is from a program that contained sonatas recently unearthed at Vienna's Minoriten Seminary. This is a program of Bieber, played by two musicians whom you call festival favourites, violinist Hiro Kurosaki and harpsichordist Wolfgang Glucksam.
Hiro Kurosaki is a wonderful Baroque violinist who exudes life when he plays. He's just an absolute pleasure to watch. They played from copies of the manuscript. They didn't even take time to write down the notes and put them into a beautiful script. They just played straight from the manuscripts. This is really live old music.
That really is historically informed performance, isn't it? Well, Bieber was the outstanding violin virtuoso of the 17th century, and I must admit I've always associated him a bit more with Salzburg than Vienna. But this piece that we're going to hear is pretty Viennese. It reminds me, actually, anachronistically of works by Strauss from a later century. I'll tell you why. This is the Sonata Violino Solo Representative, so-called because it uses bird and animal sounds to take us from the city to the countryside and the natural world. Thank you. Tales from the Vienna Woods, a sonata by Bieber, full of the sounds of nature, played by Hiro Kurosaki and Wolfgang Lücksam. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott, and today we're hearing music from the Resonanzen Festival in Vienna, this year celebrating its 20th anniversary. And I'm talking to critic Cynthia Peck, who's in Vienna. Cynthia, what about other highlights? Alas, we can't in one show feature all 25 concerts, but what were your highlights?
My highlight was the first concert. It was Fabio Biondi with his Europa Galant playing a Vivaldi opera, L'Oracolo in Messenia. This was Vivaldi's last opera. Vivaldi died in Vienna. And this has been re-earthed by Biondi with wonderful, wonderful singers. There was really a moment of that I thought, I'm going to remember the rest of my life. And this is hearing the young Russian soprano Yulia Lezhneva sing. I'm sure this is a name that people are going to remember and hear a lot of.
Well, I'm afraid we're not hearing her in today's programme, but I'm sure we will be hearing a great deal more of her. You've complimented Resonanzen on its presentation of the unfamiliar, as well as the obvious great works you'd expect in an early music festival. For our last and very substantial music in today's programme, we're going, I imagine, to the big hall in the Concerthaus, because we're going to hear music for orchestra, chorus and soloists by Bononcini. This is an obvious highlight, but let's address the question of which Bononcini, because the Bononcinis were a dynasty from Modena. The patriarch was Giovanni Maria, the most famous was his son Giovanni, and the music we're going to hear now is by Giovanni's younger, less well-known brother Antonio Maria, who came to join Giovanni in Vienna in 1699. Right, Cynthia, that's the science bit about this concert. Very exciting to hear a Bononcini brother about whom so little is known, and his output is quite small, his surviving output is quite small. Tell me about the concert.
Oh, it was also exciting. Most of all, this is always wonderful to hear something that you've never heard before. I think that's what's the most wonderful part of early music, is that so much is something brand new.
Well, the artists were Concerto Italiano, choir and orchestra, and Rinaldo Alessandrini. For our last music in today's programme, this is the Gloria from Antonio Maria Bononcini's five-part Mass in G minor.
Oh, Sweet, 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 s
That was the Gloria from Antonio Maria Bononcini's Mass in G minor, performed by the choir and orchestra of Concerto Italiano, directed by Rinaldo Alessandrini. The soloists in that concert of sacred music by Bononcini were sopranos Silvia Frigato and Raffaella Milanesi, contralto Sara Mingardo, tenor Valerio Contaldo, and the bass Salvo Vitale. My thanks to Cynthia Peck of the Vienna Review for conveying so much of the spirit of this wonderful festival. Cynthia, do you yet know what next year's theme will be?
Next year's theme is dreams.
Dreams. Now, there's an awful lot that can be got in there. Thank you very much to Cynthia Peck of the Vienna Review. In tomorrow's Early Music Show, Lucy Skeeping plays music from Prague.
Catherine Bott was looking at highlights from the 2012 Resonanzen Festival in Vienna, and the producer was Chris Wines. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, we're going live to the Metropolitan Opera in New York for a performance of Wagner's Die Walküre. The conductor will be Fabio Luisi, and Jonas Kaufmann sings the part of Siegmund, and Sieglinde is sung by Eva Maria Westbrook. That's at 4 o'clock this afternoon, which means that jazz record requests will now be at 9:30 this evening. And there's another jazz programme at midnight, Jazz Library, the last in the series, looking at the best of British. The time now is a minute after 2 o'clock, and it's time for Saturday Classics.
Hello, welcome to Saturday Classics with me, Bridget Forsyth. I grew up in a musical family and learned to play an instrument when I was a little girl. Eventually, I had to choose whether to follow a musical path or embrace my other passion, which was acting. The acting won, but music's never been far from my thoughts, and I've continued performing all through my career. In fact, I now sing and play in a band called the Fir Cones. Today, though, I'd like to share with you some new discoveries and some of my favourite music featuring my own instrument, the cello. The finale of Tchaikovsky's Rococo Variations, played there by Mr. Slava Rostropovich with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Herbert von Karajan. My first acting job was in Schiller's play Mary Stuart at the Edinburgh Festival. A fellow actor called Tom Criddle knew of my love for the cello and took me to hear Rostropovich giving a recital the first time he came to Britain. We were sitting in the front row and the great man was about 3 feet away from us. I'd never seen anyone play the cello like him. His cuffs came undone, his collar was loose, and hairs flew off his bow. He sweated profusely, and some of it landed on me. I thought he was going to explode. It was wonderful. That day, he played the Shostakovich cello sonata, which I didn't like very much at the time, as I'd heard very little modern music. It's really grown on me over the years, and has become one of my real favourites. Let's hear Rostropovich again, with Benjamin Britten at the piano, playing the last movement. The fourth movement of Shostakovich's cello sonata, played by Mstislav Rostropovich with Benjamin Britten on the piano, recorded live at the Aldeburgh Festival in 1965. My grandfather also played the cello. In fact, I now have his bow, and I think of him every time I play. He had a beautifully bound book of his favourite pieces that my grandmother made for him. I now have this book, and Max Brooks' Kol Nidri has pride of place in it. It's based on Jewish melodies and was actually composed when Brook was conducting in Liverpool in the 1880s. The cello soloist here is Peter Wispelway.